be interesting theater to watch the expression on those people's faces, whatever it was. Right. And it don't matter the theories out there and all the whatever, but I will say this. I think that Bush Sr. dying was a message to the country that because he was, to me, the face of the deep state. He was the face of the cabal, if there's ever was a figurehead, and him, McCain too, but Bush Sr. especially. And I just think that it was a message that, almost like you mentioned the horses with Obama, and the Lord always speaks to you in horses. Well, let me tell you something. There was a big horse that died in Bush Sr. And I just think it was an opening to something that the Lord's saying, you know, this is a symbol, a sign that this is coming down. I'm just curious how you feel about that.
Well, you know, the funeral was strange to watch because you had them all in one room right there, man. All the heads were all in one room. And God bless Donald Trump to be able to walk in there, and his wife, Melania, God bless him to be able to walk in there and just sit next to these people.
You better believe it.
I mean, the anointing of God had to be on that man and that woman to be able to do that, the strength to walk in there and to face these people like that. Knowing how much evil was sitting in that place.
Yes.
And right next to you, sitting right next to you, behind you, you know, whatever the case may be. And knowing that these people in that room all want you gone. So, I mean, you know, the courage that this man has, the boldness that God has put in him, this is not a manly courage. This is not a manly boldness. This is a godly courage and godly boldness, courage, boldness, because that is what the supernatural anointing of God does right there, is to be able to walk into a place like that and part the Red Sea the way he did and sit down. And, you know, maybe he was comfortable. Maybe he wasn't. I don't know. I have no clue. I don't know. But either way, to be able to do something like that and to face your enemies like that, that's pretty credible.
And, you know, he didn't look like he was shaking. Yeah, it didn't look like he was shaking one bit, and he stared him down, and I loved it. And, you know, some of these pundits on television, I heard one of them make the statement. He said, well, we can be certain that he's not part of the president's club. And I yelled back into the TV immediately. I said, that's the idea, dude. Yep. That's why we elected him. We didn't want him to be part of the president's club. Let the president's club be the president's club. They're all going to jail anyway. Mark, another thing I want to talk to you about, and we've not really covered this a lot, but I want to discuss it with you, and that's the Supreme Court. We've had Brett Kavanaugh on the bench, and, of course, Ginsburg was on the brink of death. She takes this vote back in December from her deathbed, basically. But Roberts is turning into a weird figure on the Supreme Court. And I know that there's a lot of people out there, and I have to say, me included, I don't know what all they've got on him. I don't know what all is going on over him, but it seems that from day one, he has turned into somebody and something that I don't think he was really seen to be at the beginning. Cause he was seemed to be a fairly strong conservative judge when he was appointed, but he's become anything but, and he's taken a lot of personal shots at the president, which is unprecedented, and court and what's coming, because I believe that the shuffling may not even be Ginsburg. I've been praying, and I don't think I want anything harmful to happen, Roberts. I've literally been praying for the Lord to get him off the bench. I have. I've started praying that the Lord remove him, because if he's going to be an obstacle and he's going to be this kind of individual, it's time to clean house at the Supreme Court too.
There's a possibility that we could maybe even see six at this point instead of five. So, I mean, if that's the case, if people want to say I got it wrong, I got it wrong. I hope in this case, this is one time that I did get it wrong, because six judges would be astounding versus five.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a possibility that it could be six at this point right now with everything that we're seeing. But five for sure, that much I do know. You know, when you look –
let me back up. We had a little blip. You're talking about that he will have the chance to choose five. In other words, Trump would have the chance to choose five new judges. Okay, good deal.
Correct. Yep. He will have a chance to five. We've already got two. Three more coming. There is a good possibility we could maybe see six. I'm not sure. You know what I mean? So, I mean, look, if I got that one wrong, that's fine. Like I said before, you know, and that's fine. That's one time I hope I do get it wrong, because six judges would be great. But, I mean, you know, who knows? But, you know, when you find out, when the truth starts coming out, Chris, of what Obama was and who he was, where he's from, whatever the case may be, You know, if he's deemed that he wasn't even eligible to be president, because there's some saying that
right.
Bush 43 and 41 both weren't eligible to be president.
That's right.
This is all about the history that we're learning now that we've been talking about, that people are going to understand that, hey, this is when you start finding this stuff out, that means everything they did is null and void.
That's very true, Mark. God, I hadn't thought about that.
Now, null and voids two Supreme Court justices.
Exactly.
So think about that. Those two would be gone immediately if it ever came to that. Now, I'm not saying it is.
I know what you're saying, though.
But you know what I'm saying.
Well, and that's why people need to realize that all this talk, because I even from the right, I get this sometimes, and I hear people say, well, why are y'all digging all this stuff up? Why do you keep talking about the birth certificate? Why do you keep talking about the origin of Obama? It's on, he's gone. But people don't realize, Mark, that that origin means a lot because, as you said, if it's determined that he's the fraud, you know, Clint Eastwood made the greatest statement in the world at the 2012 convention, and people mocked him. His colleagues mocked him. And you know, he got up and said, look, we're going to find out that Barack Obama is the greatest fraud perpetrated on the American public. What are we going to do about it? I'm going to tell you something. That statement is just as important in 2019 as it was seven years ago. Because if it's found out that he was not a legal president, Mark, as you said, all of that is voided, buddy. It's game over. And you talking about a while ago, the Democrats never seeing the White House again. I mean, let me tell you something. That if there was nothing that solidified that, but if that happened, then it would that would be game over for not even the House, but they would never have a majority in the Congress ever again.
Well, you're not going to see him have a majority in elections again either, because when the voter ID comes out, that's all done. It's over with at that point, because that's the only way. And here's the other thing. I want people to understand, too, that we've got some Republicans out there that have been stealing these elections, too.
Yes, that's right. You're right.
So don't think it's just Democrats. It's all across the board, which who, you know, who's been paying them off. You know, then they're going to find out then where this stuff is coming from. This electoral voter fraud is going to stop at this point.
Well, it's interesting today. Again, we're recording this on Friday, but on the first day that the Democrats took office, one of the first things they did, they passed one of them, put a bill on the floor to get rid of the Electoral College. And I found that intriguing because that's their game plan. They want to tinker with our election systems. And Mark, you know, again, I just that's where it all comes down to. And we've got to find the truth about the fraud, and we've got to find the truth. And we've got to have – let me tell you something. We've got to have a clean justice system, and we've got to have a clean electoral system in this country for this country to be America. I'm sorry. Those two things have got to take place, period. And I encourage our audience that if you want to know how God feels about justice, go to his word. Just do a Google search and do a Bible search on the word justice in the scriptures. I'm going to tell you something. The Bible has a lot to say about clean justice. Mark has quoted the scripture many times about bribes pervert the justice. It perverts justice because when you're taking a bribe, it perverts a judge's thinking. It perverts a judge's decision-making, and it perverts anybody's decision-making that's in power. But Mark, that's what God wants for our country. And I go back to this I said a while ago, that God has seen all of this from the beginning. He has seen the corruption. He sees things that nobody else sees. And he wants this for America because we've never had a country without it. We've never had a true time of our history that we've not had a taint of that in our government. And I just believe in these last days, as this harvest is getting ready to come in, that he wants America to be free of those shackles and free of those bonds. Yep. And it's going to start with him. And he's going to be doing this through Donald Trump and other people. But that's what I feel, that it's justice and elections. Those two things have got to be pure in our country if we're ever going to believe we have a true democracy and a true republic.
Well, and you're going to see that happen. This is what this whole thing was about in the midterms, I believe, is exposing a lot of this stuff. You know, this is why, you know, you've got people sitting in there. Most of the House doesn't even belong there right now. We all know that. You know what I mean? There was a huge tsunami across this country. You know what I mean? But you know, are they going to remove these people and have special elections? That I don't know. Anything's possible right now at this point. We'll see. You know what I mean? We don't know. So, but I mean, the point being is that it's all setting up for 2020. And 2020 is going to be a whole new election. And what people have to and here's where they got to be careful. The government's got to be careful. Is that at some point they're going to have to break this information about the electoral voter fraud, because people are losing confidence in their electoral process because they're not going to want to go out and vote. They're going to say, what difference is my vote count? It's going to go to the Democrats anyway, or it's going to switch right there before my eyes because Soros has got his fingers in this machine, you know, whatever the case may be. So at some point, they're going to have to instill the confidence back into the people again and say, no, we're going to act on this. This is what's got to be done. Justice is going to – will they do that? I don't know.
I understand, bud. Mark, we got about 5 minutes. Thank you so much, buddy, for coming on our show today. We're going to have you on standby this year. We're going to have you back on quite a bit. But as we bring this to a close, I just wanted you to maybe wrap us up for the next 3 or 4 minutes, final thoughts, and we're going to have you pray over the country. But I think, as you said at the beginning, I think we can all bring it back down to what you said at the beginning. We better get our seatbelt on, and we better get a little bit of courage. We out here, we the people. Because it's not going to be for the faint at heart what's about to happen. And if we're going to get bent out of shape and emotional about it and get our feelings involved in it, we're not going to survive the next year. And we're not going to survive 2020. And we got to listen to God. And we've got to listen to the voice of God, not the voice of man, because that's the only thing that's going to get us through what's coming. And I don't care how much chaos is over the country. God's in control, Mark.
Right.
He's in control, buddy.
Well, and we just need to be cognizant of the fact to stop listening to the mainstream media, get out of that doom and gloom dimension, if you will, and get into God's dimension up here in the spirit, stay out of the emotions. I know, look, we're all human. We're all human.
Yes,
we all get, you know, we see something happen, we react sometimes out of emotions. It's going to happen, folks. There's nothing you can do. You fall, you get back up, you get on the horse again. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just when you fall off that horse and you stay off that horse, that's when God has a hard time being able to use you at that point, when you're being negative or whatever the case may be, because you're stuck down there. You've got to pull yourself back up and get on the horse, start riding again. So, I mean, so that's what I want to encourage people with. You know, if you fall off, get back up, get in the saddle, start riding again. You know, stay positive. Even though you may not see anything happening, know that it's already happened in the spirit. God has already spoken it. And through the prophetic words, that it is going to come to pass, period. That's the bottom line. So take comfort in that.
That's great, buddy. Mark, go ahead and have a word of prayer over our audience, buddy, and we'll wrap this up, man. Good to see you today.
Yep, absolutely. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just bless everyone under the sound of my voice right now, Lord. Father, I just ask that you would bring a boldness to people. Father, help them to minister to people, to be able to tell people the truth. Give them courage to speak the truth, Father. When they fall off, when they fall down, they'd be able to get back up, dust off of them, and get back in the fight again, Father. We all get emotional sometimes, Lord. We ask that people would get their emotions in check and be ruled by the Spirit, not by the emotions, Lord. Father, we ask that you would just remove the scales off of people's eyes that have been blinded, the spiritual scales off their eyes, and open their deaf ears, Lord, so they can see what you are truly doing in this move in your, not only just your country, Lord, but this is a global not just a patriotic move, but this is the spirit of Elijah that's arising on the earth right now, Lord. And we ask that you would protect America, Lord, that you would we just cover America in the blood of Jesus. We cover the president and his family in the blood of Jesus right now, Lord. We ask that you would release your protecting angels right now, Lord. We decree and declare that they would stand shoulder to shoulder so no evil can penetrate around America, around Donald Trump and his family right now, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we just ask right now, Lord, that you would move people into a greater anointing, and bring them out of those dimensions, those doom and gloom dimensions, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bind any of this doom and gloom that's on the people right now in the name and by the blood of Jesus, and I loose in them right now, Father, straight from heaven, a boldness and a courage to come forth and speak the truth and speak your word, Father, and spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mark. And listen, I'll tell you this publicly. If the Lord, you got open avenue here at the Mac Files. If the Lord gives you something powerful and say, Chris, I got to share it, you got an open door and you don't need an announcement and an invite to do that anytime. And I want to just say to this man publicly, he has become a good, dear friend of mine. We're like brothers. And I tell you, I encourage you folks to follow Mark's Twitter feed, but just pray for him. You need to pray. It's not just following him on Twitter. Mark needs your prayers and his family, and just cover him with the same powerful prayer he just prayed over our president. He needs that prayer too, because the devil does not want the prophetic word to get out. I heard somebody tell me the other day, Mark, and they were right. that one of the greatest areas of attack that's under attack in the body of Christ right now is the prophetic voice. The prophetic anointing, I don't know what it is. I do know a little bit, but that prophetic anointing brings out God, but it brings the devil out too, because they know that a prophetic announcement is different than a preacher getting up behind a pulpit and reading 3 points in a poem and saying goodnight. When you start hearing from God and you start getting the direct word from heaven and you start speaking that, the devil does not want that going out, because he knows that sets people free and it changes people's lives forever. And I want to thank you, my friend, for your courage. Thank you for your ministry, and thank you for your friendship on this program. And we look forward to a great 2019, my friend, together. And God bless you. Thank you for joining me. And thank you for making the Mac Files your first avenue, your first interview of 2019. That makes us feel good, buddy. We appreciate you. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you for having me on, brother. It's always a pleasure and honor to be on.
Always same here too, buddy. God bless you out there. God bless your families. As we end every program, we're going to do the same tonight. God bless this great nation of America. Pray for our president, and folks, continue to keep the faith and keep praying. Don't let the mantle of intercession down right now. You need to up it, if anything, and make sure that you're praying for this country, because it needs it. And that is how we're going to end it. Good night, everybody. Mark, thank you again, my friend. God bless, folks. Have a good till next time. Take care.